Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky and 65 degrees. A body was found in Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita Wednesday afternoon. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the discovery was made after a caller reported a missing person in the area. A park employee conducted a search, discovered the body. However, it's not known if the body is that of the missing person. The area where the body was found is being treated as a crime scene. The coroner's office will conduct an autopsy. Israel and Iran continue to attack each other as Iran reportedly hits Israel's main southern hospital, while Israel strikes a heavy water reactor. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
At least four areas in Israel have been struck by Iranian missiles. That's according to Israeli media. The latest salvo is being described as much larger than other aerial assaults launched from Iran. Medics are responding to impact sites in both central and southern Israel. There are reports of injuries, but it's also not clear at this point just how extensive the damage is. However, according to Israeli media, a hospital in southern Israel was among the targets struck. Iranian state television confirmed that Israel attacked Iran's Arak heavy water reactor overnight, but Iranian officials say there is no radiation risk.
This comes a day after Iran's supreme leader rejected calls by President Donald Trump for surrender. The city of Emporia has confirmed that two people died in a house explosion Wednesday afternoon. The explosion was reported near East 6th Avenue and Weaver Street. The city of Emporia said that within minutes of the explosion, the home had collapsed and was fully engulfed with fire. The city has confirmed that emergency crews found two bodies in the debris. Preliminary investigation into the explosion appears to be accidental. A child was killed and a search is being conducted for another after they were struck by a train in Neosho County in southeast Kansas Wednesday afternoon. The Union Pacific Railroad reported that two individuals had been struck on a railroad bridge. Neosho County Sheriff is investigating. Nearly every neighborhood in Wichita saw some degree of tree damage from Tuesday's storms. According to the city, crews will not collect debris on private property. Anyone needing assistance removing private debris should contact a local tree service. And if you are removing the tree debris yourself, you can take it to the Brooks landfill. The city's park forestry team focuses on property damage, imminent hazards, and broken and hanging limbs over public use areas, as well as blocked streets and driveways. Local doctors are seeing an increase in toddlers with iron deficiency.
Doctors at Ascension Via Christi are seeing the increase in toddlers with iron deficiency. The problem? Drinking too much milk. The doctors have noticed the iron deficiency increase over the past year, with the biggest rise in the past 2 months. Via Christi says milk is beneficial for children. However, excessive consumption can disrupt the body's ability to absorb iron, which is critical in the creation of red blood cells. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends toddlers drink no more than 2 to 3 cups of milk per day. Cassie Hamilton, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time, 6:07, 65 degrees. Kansas farm income is expected to be among the strongest in the last 20 years for 2025, helped by $2 billion in government payments for depressed crop prices and weather conditions. Ag experts say without government payments in 2024, close to half of Kansas farms would have lost money. Of the $41 billion in net farm increase predicted in 2025, $33 billion is in government payments. Arizona and Texas are expected to have more of the border wall constructed, even as illegal border crossings are reduced to a trickle.
27 miles of the wall will be erected in Santa Cruz County in the Tucson sector, which was a hotbed of illegal crossings during the Biden administration. The federal government says the cost will be $300 million. Another 17 miles of wall will be put up in the Texas Rio Grande Valley sector. While Joe Biden was president, many border wall contracts were scrapped, leading to materials left sitting at the border. Opponents of wall construction have long cited environmental concerns, such as risk to wildlife. In May, 0 individuals who crossed illegally were released into the U.S. interior, compared with 62,000 last year. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Honda is issuing a massive recall for a braking concern.
A brake pedal problem with certain Honda models could cause it to shift out of position, potentially making it difficult for a driver to stop or slow down. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. More than 259,000 Honda pilots model years 2023 through 2025 are being recalled. That also includes newer models of its luxury brand Acura TLX and MDX vehicles. Honda estimates only about 1% of the vehicles involved in the recall will actually have the brake pedal issue. Authorized dealers have been instructed to fix it free of charge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has released data concerning manatee deaths over the last 6 months. Fox's Esther Bauer has the latest from Melbourne, Florida.
A growing sea cow crisis in Brevard County. Impact from boats are a big concern for manatee experts across the state this year. FWC says from January to June, 407 manatees were found dead across the state. Brevard saw the most deaths with 84 killed. Lee County came in second with 83 killed so far this year. Boat strikes, cold stress, and baby deaths are big problems affecting the sea cows. Save the Manatee Club says those deaths could be tied to water quality or the mother's health. Restoring the lagoon will take decades, but bad boat behavior is easier to change.
565 manatee deaths were reported in Florida last year. KNSS News time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic looking good so far. The traffic conditions are okay. Volume still fairly light. About the only thing I'm seeing out there, we do have a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-235 north of Kellogg. Traffic volumes in that area still very light though, so not really causing a problem at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Patchy fog this morning will give way to sunny skies and a high of 91 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds and warm tonight, 74 that overnight low. First day of summer, sunny, windy, and hot on Friday, high 95. Southwest winds 20 to 30 and gusty. We're going to keep it windy and hot through the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Thursday, June 19th, 2025. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Bit of sunny, almost a hot day yesterday across South Central Kansas. High of 86 degrees. Normal high is 89. Wichita rainfall for the year now stands at 22.5 inches, and that's 6.85, almost 7 inches above normal. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reporting that Cheney Reservoir is now 1.2 feet below normal as of 7 p.m. last evening. Just a little over a foot short.
Yeah, just about 90% full.
Almost.
What there. A 2 months it's been.
Whew. On this date in, 163 years ago, 1862, slavery was outlawed in U.S. territories. And today is Juneteenth, the day when that date is recognized around the country. On this date in 1990, the infamous Inland Hurricane roared across south central Kansas. Winds from 80 to a staggering 120 miles per hour along a 30-mile track from Pratt to Emporia. Several buildings were unroofed, and almost all of the TV and radio stations were knocked off the air. These astounding winds caused more than $80 million in damage and injured 33 people. That was on this date in 1990. Where were you in 1990 on this date? Dead? You still in college?
Nope.
No?
I was here in Wichita.
Were you working at the Eagle?
I was working part-time for the Wichita Eagle.
Okay.
That summer?
1990. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Oh, Stanley Cup is a little banged up thanks to the Florida Panthers' celebration of back-to-back titles. The bowl of the famous trophy is cracked. Bottom is dented. Not for the first time and likely not the last. The Panthers won their second consecutive championship on home ice Tuesday, beating Edmonton in six games. Jed, does that cup get banged around quite a bit? Do they have to restore it down then?
Yeah, they do from time to time.
It wouldn't be hockey if it wouldn't.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that there's actually, because every player that's ever won it, his name is engraved on it. That's one of the reasons why it's so huge.
Really?
But not all at once. There's enough plates with different teams and different players and coaches' names on it. There's actually about three Stanley Cups.
I was going to say, that would take up a signature, take up a lot of space.
Well, not signatures. They're just names printed on it, basically.
All right. Are they on the inside or the outside?
No, they're on the plates on the outside of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup. Workers from the Pittsburgh International Airport's maintenance department spent hours searching for and eventually finding a diamond that fell from a traveler's ring on the baggage carousel. April Schmidt returned to Pittsburgh from a business trip to Los Angeles Friday, discovered the fabled bad luck of Friday the 13th was with her when she reached to get her suitcase from the baggage carousel. Schmidt realized on her drive home that the diamond was missing from the engagement ring her husband had given her in 1992.
Oh, no.
She went back. They searched a while. She couldn't find it. She left again. And after searching several hours, an airport worker finally found the gem.
Gosh.
And then, of course, she was very happy to get that back. Those carousels at the airport. I was, every time I go, it seems like my bag looks like about four others. So I keep lifting the wrong bag off the carousel when it comes around. I feel a lot of pressure when that carousel's going around there. I guess if you got on it, you would just go back in where the bags are and you wouldn't get hurt or anything. But I often wondered about that.
Yeah, just like Kramer.
That's right.
Or the movie Airplane.
Yeah. All right. We would like to remind you about the Summer Concert Series.
Oh, yeah.
Friday nights in Andover. Series is back at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater. And we can kick things off Friday, June 20th, about the time summer comes in, around 9 o'clock that evening.
Yeah.
With Across the Pond. They're live on stage. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8 p.m. Like I said, we'll be welcoming summer officially. So enjoy live music, food trucks, and Friday night fun all summer long. And the full schedule can be found at knssradio.com. It's the Summer Concert Series.
Yeah, circle that for Friday night.
You take your lawn chairs out, right?
Yep.
It's very informal and looks like a lot of family fun there. 6:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we have arrived at the great golf event in Wichita every year. It is the 36th annual playing of the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open. First round at Crestview Country Club is today on the Corn Ferry Tour, one of the four events on the tour that is still going after 36 years. Wichita has been a great host of this for decades, and there we go. The first groups will tee off
at 6:50 this morning. So about a half hour out from the first groups teeing off. This is one of those days where, oh, you'd like to be on that morning crew teeing off. Because the afternoon bunch will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon, the last rounds. So
take plenty of water,
those,
guys.
Those dudes will be hot. Yeah. But if you're playing, you get to play in the morning today. Oh, it is sure nice out there. 11 of the golfers in the field were playing in the U.S. Open last week in Pennsylvania. So we've got some very talented golfers here in town among the 156 that are here for the Wichita Open. $1 million in prize money is available. And, of course, furiously trying to clean up after those storms on Tuesday at Crestview Country Club after debris and wind damage all over the course. They did play the Pro-Am yesterday, even though two holes were still underwater. Holes number 7 and 13 were still flooded yesterday.
So what did they do there?
I think they have to wait for the water to go down to recede. I believe that they're ready to go today.
Okay.
So we still had two holes underwater yesterday, but they got the Pro-Am in, and here we go. First round of the Wichita Open. First group's teeing off in about a half hour. It's also a big week in Wichita for professional softball as all four teams in the AUSL, the entire league, is here in Wichita for doubleheaders. After they got rained out on Tuesday, they got to play last night, nationally televised on the Deuce on ESPN2, and it was a sold-out Wilkins Stadium.
Really?
Huge crowd last night. It was fantastic.
That's just
and
great.
We were there after 11 o'clock last night, and the line for autographs was still going down the street.
Wow.
It was amazing. It
that's
was a great night for professional softball in game one. The Talons won it with four runs for a walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Beat the Bandits 5-4, the first-place team in the league. That leaves both teams now tied for first place. So they'll play another doubleheader today, and these are makeups from the Tuesday night rainouts. It'll be all under the sunshine today at noon. The Bandits and the Talons battle for first place, and then after that at 2:30, the Blaze and the Volts. This is the final doubleheader day in Wichita. From here on out, it'll be single games, but you get two more games today. You get to see every player in the entire league if you'd like to go out for afternoon action for professional softball. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals. Boy, seems like I guess they needed to go to Arlington, Texas to get things going because they won again. The Royals win at Texas 6-3 after that six-game losing streak now. Back-to-back wins for the Royals. The big hero last night, the third baseman, Mikel Garcia, drove in four of the six runs. He had a three-run home run, and he had an RBI triple. Garcia is in the top six in the league in batting with a .318 batting average. So the Royals got it done. The bullpen, four pitchers, worked 3 2/3 innings of scoreless work to finish it up. Hey, back-to-back wins for the Royals, and they'll go for a three-game sweep. It'll be an afternoon game today down in Arlington. The Royals and the Rangers at 1:30 this afternoon. You can listen live, of course, on your home for the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As the Royals are getting things going. And by the way, the save went to Carlos Estevez, working in the ninth inning, his 20th save. He leads the American League in saves, and he has a 1.99 earned run average. So good for the Royals.
A bright spot.
See if they can get the three-game sweep today. Minor League Baseball, time is just about run out for the Wichita Wind Surge in the first half. Wichita losing 5-4 at Arkansas in 10 innings yesterday afternoon, snapping Wichita's five-game winning streak. So now there's... you're slicing it pretty thin. Four games behind with four games to go in the first half. So we'll see what happens. They haven't been eliminated yet. Wichita at Arkansas. That'll be a game at 6:35 tonight in Little Rock. And a happy birthday today to a K-State basketball star that I think gets kind of overlooked. Tyrone Adams is 66 years old today. 16th all-time in points at K-State. Top 10 all-time in assists. Twice he had seven steals in one game. Tyrone Adams played for the Wildcats in the late 70s into the early 80s. He was on three NCAA tournament teams, including the Elite Eight team in 1981, drafted in the third round by the Chicago Bulls in the NBA draft. Pretty good player that almost never gets talked about. Former K-State men's basketball star Tyrone Adams. It's his birthday. He is 66 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with three locations now in Wichita. You got East, you got West, and now in historic Delano. And that features a rooftop deck. Hey, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. A tip on staying healthy as we age. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 65 degrees here at 6:30 on a Thursday morning. A day that brought three rounds of storms to the Wichita area in less than 24 hours saw the Wichita Fire Department smash a record. WFD reported that from midnight to 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, it responded to 550 calls, a record number of incidents in a 24-hour period. By far, the most calls were reports of lines down from the storms. Fire department responded to 247 calls reporting lines down.
The loved ones of Boeing 737 MAX crash victims urging a judge to reject a deal ending a criminal case.
Family members of victims killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019 have filed a motion opposing a deal between the Justice Department and the plane maker, arguing it's not in the public's interest. Boeing agreeing to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge, also agreeing to strengthen its safety and compliance programs and pay more than $1 billion that will go towards a fine and a compensation fund for victims. The DOJ says the deal secures meaningful accountability, delivers substantial and immediate public benefits, and brings finality to a difficult and complex case. But families are against Boeing avoiding a criminal fraud trial and argue the obligations imposed aren't enforceable. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The U.S. is reported to have a lot of new millionaires.
The 2025 Global Wealth Report by Swiss bank UBS says wealth grew disproportionately quickly last year in the U.S. compared to other nations. Roughly 379,000 people became U.S. dollar millionaires in 2024. All that money driven by a stable U.S. dollar and upbeat financial markets. The U.S. accounted for almost 40% of millionaires last year. Coming in at number two, Greater China. That includes mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan at roughly 28% of the world's millionaires. Western Europe has about 25%. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Supreme Court ruling in favor of more than 9,000 disabled Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard veterans who were denied their full retroactive combat-related special compensation.
The National Veterans Legal Service Program and Sidney Austin, LLP, filed a lawsuit in 2017 on behalf of Marine Corps veteran Simon Soto and a class of other veterans who were denied more than 6 years of benefits. Soto served in the Marine Corps from August 2000 to April 2006, doing two tours of duty in Iraq, where he searched for, recovered, and processed the remains of war casualties. As a result of his service, Soto was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, medically discharged, and awarded permanent medical disability retirement. However, the Navy limited its payments to Soto to only 6 years. The case was ultimately appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, where the court said that there is no 6-year cap on retroactive payments. The court's ruling ensures that combat disabled veterans will receive all of the combat-related special compensation they are entitled to by law. You can click on the link in our news story for more information. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Patchy fog this morning will give way to sunny skies and a high of 91 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds and warm tonight, 74 that overnight low. First day of summer, sunny, windy, and hot on Friday, high 95. Southwest winds 20 to 30 and gusty. We're going to keep it windy and hot through the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now clear skies, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. June 19th, on this date, 91 years ago, 1934, the Federal Communications Commission was created. Obviously, an agency to regulate radio in our country.
Which was the by far the top medium at that time.
Very powerful.
That was the big communications.
Yeah. It's the way we communicated. And
we still think it's pretty important.
We do, too. Yeah, we do here in the morning. I remember I got into radio. Well, next month it'll be 55 years ago, but I got into radio. When I started, you had to be on the air. You had to have a license. You had to have a third class with a broadcast endorsement, at least. Now, they had a first-class license, which took some engineering training and whatnot. You get a lot of that in Oklahoma City or someplace. And the first, you had to have a first phone there all the time or in charge. So it was strictly regulated. On your programming, if you gave an opinion, somebody was had, and you had to have an opposing opinion, called the Fairness Doctrine. And the ownership was, there were these people in these different cities owned radio stations, small business people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has changed.
Yeah, that's all of that stuff is very different now.
The only thing left is the FCC makes this sort of commitment. It's really impossible to do to make the radio stations and TV stations have to ascertain what the problems of the community are, and then program at least an hour a week addressing those. That's our issue show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got you've seen what I do here. I just got through doing the logging for the issue show on five stations this morning. Do it every week. Sheets of paper. Send them into the FCC once a quarter. Goes into a warehouse someplace.
Yeah, it goes in the box somewhere. Nobody reads them. Some shelf. No.
If they really want to do something, they ought to go look at the ownership and not that kind of stuff. Anyway, the FCC, they're still out there. Some people think they are worthwhile. On this date in 1992, two rounds of severe thunderstorms struck south-central Kansas. Sound familiar? Round one struck early in the morning when severe thunderstorms erupted over Sedgwick County, bombarding some areas with hail as large as softballs. Later that morning, round two struck an even larger area with baseball to softball-sized hail. The two episodes combined to injure 69 people, caused around $600 million in damage. Mm. At the time, it was the costliest natural disaster in Kansas history. Yeah. 1992. I think that's when I had to put a new roof on my house. A lot of people did.
Yep.
A lot of roofs got blasted that day. That 1992. An Arkansas man said his brother's recent lottery luck and a chance encounter with his favorite color led to his winning $350,000 from a scratch-off ticket. Drew County resident T. Austin told Arkansas scholarship lottery officials he stopped for gas at the Walmart Supercenter in Monticello and, inspired by his brother's recent large lottery prize, he decided to buy a ticket of his own. Austin selected a $350,000 cash payout, a $20 scratch-off ticket because it was blue, his favorite color. Austin said he plans to use some of his winnings to buy a parcel of land and raise animals.
Ah, getting into real estate.
It'd be like that guy in Green Acres. What was his name from the big city?
Oliver Douglas.
Oliver Douglas. He's got to do that. 6:38 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle scored new lows for the slide Wednesday with 10 and 11 session lows taking place. Now, trading today, I should say yesterday, was two-sided throughout the session, but the close was positive and near the session highs. Now, there has not been enough cash cattle trade to establish a price trend, but it does look at the moment it could be lower than last week. The choice and select box beef prices continue to trade higher, and the lean hogs traded mixed in July made a new contract highs, and they all closed positive yesterday. On the close, August live cattle $1.02 higher at $2.1167. August feeder cattle 82 cents higher, 304.17. And August lean hogs were up 20 cents at 112 even. Now, for the second straight session, the wheat futures enjoyed double-digit gains on Wednesday. Now, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive in what was termed as a quiet trading session. Now, the ag markets will be closed today during the day session, but will reopen this evening at 7 o'clock. We saw on the close yesterday, July Kansas City wheat closed 23.5 cents higher at 571.25. July corn was up 2 cents at 433.5. July soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1074.75. Now we do have our outside markets trading for a while this morning. At the moment, August crude oil 93 cents higher at $74.42. August gold, $18.60 lower, 3,389.5. September S&P, 29.5 points lower at 6,004.75. September dollar index, 2 pennies higher at 98.48. And September Dow Jones futures, 201 points lower at 42,311. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I looked out in the backyard last night, and it's gone down a little bit, not a whole lot, but that's kind of what, that's a mini capsulized version of what I'm seeing in some of these pastures, these lands around the farmland around the county. It's wet out there still. It's going to be a while. How many days do you think it'll be before somebody can actually get a combine in there for the wheat?
That varies tremendously, but I got a feeling this weekend we will start to see some of those areas start to allow some cutting.
Yeah, it's because there's going to be a little breeze along with some very hot temperatures. Got information here that says Kansas farm income expected to be among the strongest in the last 20 years for 2025, helped by $2 billion in government payments for depressed crop prices and weather conditions. Can farmers make it without those government payments?
Some of them can, some of them cannot, Steve. Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag out there, and there's also farmers out there that would just soon not see those government subsidies take place, while others, they actually do depend on them.
Yeah, that's, there you go. Anyway, the one thing we do know about our farmers is they're the best in the world, and we'd like to see it where it was all on their merit, and they could have a real good price and make a profit every year just without any help at all. But like you said, now and then they need a little boost there. Yeah. All right, sir.
Yep.
You going to take the day off?
I've got plenty of paperwork to do today.
You see, the commodities market is not open, but will reopen at 7 o'clock tonight, huh?
That is correct.
Well, you're going to be in bed by then, aren't you?
I doubt it.
All right. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow then. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, look.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. The money market, he is going to talk about an emergency slush fund. Okay? Ron Grant, CFP. He's on the way. Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve, 10 in the morning, KNSS 646 on this Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita firefighters respond to a record number of calls during this week's storms. 550 responses in a 24-hour period.
Two.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other as Iranian supreme leader refuses to surrender.
One.
Sheriff investigating the discovery of a body in Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume's getting heavier here in the Wichita area. We do have a stalled out vehicle. This is southbound on I-135. It is right around Pawnee, so watch out for that. We also have northbound on I-235, just north of Kellogg. Stalled out vehicle there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 90 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. For Friday, sunny and hot, tomorrow's high 96 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 3 miles per hour, 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says the economy is steadily growing, but the Fed leaves interest rates unchanged, citing uncertainty. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House.
The trends show that the inflation rate is down close to the Fed's 2% target. The Federal Reserve chairman saying the unemployment rate holding at a low level, and he's seeing solid growth. The projection's the opposite, 3% inflation this year, GDP falling to 1.4%, and the unemployment rate rising. So the Fed chairman blaming uncertainty around tariffs for some of the dire economic forecasts. However, hourly worker wages since January have seen the largest increases in about 60 years. The Treasury Department says about $11 trillion in federal debt will need to be refinanced within the next year. The president would like to refinance that at a lower interest rate, making payments cheaper, calling for a full point off.
President Donald Trump criticized Powell last week for keeping rates stable. Interest rates were a key to the trading on Wall Street Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed after the Fed left interest rates unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed officials expect inflation to worsen in the coming months, but they still project 2 interest rate cuts by the end of this year. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that the central bank needs to gain confidence that inflation is coming down before it can start cutting rates. He says there's a lot of uncertainty given tariff policies. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Visa, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow falling 44 points, the Nasdaq higher by 25, S&P 500 down 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Stock market is closed today in observance of Juneteenth. KNSS News Time now, 6:49. Emergency and Slush Fund. Don Grant, COP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, have you ever had the spigot on your hose freeze and then create a leak in the basement or in that wall? You've had that happen? I have had it happen a few times. You're laughing over there. But you pay a bit extra, and you could have purchased a hose bib, and what it has is a freeze plug on it. Now, that's a plastic fitting that is designed to pop when the water in the line freezes and expands. Well, it creates relief, and it can save the pipes and the spigot from damage. And you get one of those for your money. I mean, it could... You pay a little bit more now, but you could save your pipes
a lot
for later. Yeah. Exactly. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of 2 financial safety valves. One, an emergency fund, the other, a slush fund. Well, what's the difference? Well, emergency funds cover unexpected expenses like needing new tires for your primary mode of transportation, or if your heater goes out in the middle of winter, you'll have money to pay for that repair, or you may be laid off. The emergency fund bridges the gap until you get another job if you happen to have gotten laid off. Well, if you don't have savings for these things, how will you pay for them? Credit cards could cost you 2 to 3 times the initial expense if you don't pay it off quickly. If you borrow from your retirement accounts, you'll probably pay penalties and taxes, again, costing you up to 30% or more of the actual cost, and you're shorting your retirement fund. Create a separate savings account for your emergency fund. To fund it, set up periodic distributions to that account from another account used or your paycheck. Contribute each time you're paid. A slush fund covers discretionary spending like eating out, vacations, and fun clothing or shoes. Slush funds stop you from pulling out that credit card and potentially paying for that dinner several months later. Well, why not have a little patience, save it up now, so you're not paying it in arrears and paying all that ridiculous interest? If your paycheck doesn't seem to cover your spending, it's imperative that you have both emergency and slush accounts. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
267-0600.
And in the news today, the Social Security apparently has moved up a couple of years. It's going to be insolvent quicker. They're not. They won't be paying the benefits, full benefits.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not going to go away.
Yeah.
It's just that the trust fund that has been used for other things. Well, no, it's just. It's not that it's been used for other things, because when it's used for other things, it is covered.
Yeah.
In other words, they do have that money available. But what happened is the baby boom generation is a big one, and now since it's a pay as you go system, meaning people who are paying in their paychecks now are paying out benefits that go to people who are retired now.
Right.
There are fewer people, but. I can see that can change on a dime, and hopefully Congress at some point will step up to the plate and make the changes necessary to help keep it funded.
Don, you're going to reach that tipping point they have with me, where you say, "Oh, you could please, Mr. Senator, don't blame the other guy. Give me three little remedies that'll save it." Because I've seen them before, and you have too.
Yeah,
there are ways to save it and make it.
There are
fluid for years and years,
and they've weaponized it. They call it an entitlement program. Well,
it's not.
I guess in some reasons you're entitled to it, but because you freaking paid into it, you know, that's why it's an entitlement. You paid into it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm at the tipping point. I'm going to write my congressman down and say, "Hey, you guys, why don't you quit screwing around and blaming everybody else and fix it?"
Exactly.
Good gravy! If you or I performed like that, we wouldn't have a job.
Right? Yep.
Ted would, but we wouldn't. Raise a glass to National Martini Day.
Well, after that discussion, I think I'm going to need one. Three olives.
The exact origin of the martini is unknown. It has been around since the late 1800s. Since then, it's become a very favorite cocktail for many people. It can be made with gin or vodka.
It's got its own glass.
Yeah, flavored with various ways with vermouth and other ingredients like olives, fruit juice. And my son makes an excellent martini.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he's a military guy, former military guy, and my grandson, Reese, is military. So what it's like on his deck on a summertime with the martinis, it's kind of like the doctor's tent in MASH.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're brewing it. They got their own distillery.
They got their own distillery going in there. So it's, anyway, it is martini day.
Or if you go to a place like Mort's, there's like 200 different martinis on the list or more. Yeah.
Do they still have Martini Mondays that they're like just a few bucks, $5?
I'm sure they do.
I don't know.
I haven't been to Mort's in years. We used to go pretty often.
It's a fun place.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. All right. Stay dry.
I will stay dry. Okay. Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Like a dry martini.
A dry martini.
Exactly.
Stay dry.
Slightly dirty, though.
Coming up 7 o'clock this morning, Steve and Ted. Top of the hour news this morning. Israel and Iran continue to attack each other. And a body was found in West Wichita Park. That story and more coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.